I'm Shirley Willis. I worked at the Cathedral between 1989 and 2000 as a secretary to the bursar. I was based at Severn Priory Row. They always say that Severn Priory Row was haunted. I shared the office with another secretary and we often used to get this smell of sweet tobacco. We never knew what it was and we know other people have smelt it. This one occasion, I used to have a little bar of chocolate every morning with my cup of coffee. I put it down to answer the phone and it completely disappeared. We looked high and low and I thought, has it fallen into the waste paper bin? No. And it just completely and utterly disappeared. And Heather, who I worked in the office with, said, well, perhaps you send it down to the provost. So I phoned his secretary and I said, have I sent a bar of chocolate down to you by mistake in the internal post? And she said, no, I'd have eaten it if you had. Well, I said, thank goodness for that. We never, ever found it. When I've spoken to previous bursar secretaries, they said exactly the same thing, that they'd had tea go. Other things have been moved and disappeared. It must be somebody with a sweet tooth who likes a bar of chocolate and a nice cup of tea. We think it might be one of the old bursars because he was very fond of smoking a pipe. But it was a lovely atmosphere in there. It wasn't at all scary. There are so many stories about ghosts around there. We had a tramp come into the offices and he said he slept in the ruins of the old cathedral. One night he was sleeping down there and he said, I know I was wide awake when it happened. He said he saw this figure gliding through the wall of the ruins of the cathedral above him. He described him with the gaiters and the long cloak and the glasses. He didn't know who he was, but we knew it was Provost Howard, who was at the cathedral during the war. One of the strangest was in the Provost's house at the side. They used to keep all the books for the bookshop. This one day, the clerk of works went in there and he felt somebody going up the back of his leg. He got quite funny with the maintenance manager, thinking it was him, when in fact there was absolutely nobody there. If anybody went to collect books in there, they would go flying off the shelves at them. And eventually it got so bad that they had to actually get one of the clergy to exorcise it. On another occasion, when we have a serious service, they turn the chime off the clock on the cathedral bells so that it doesn't chime. Just recently, one of the clerk of works maintenance men went up there to turn the chimes off before a service and actually his hand was pulled away. He said he turned round, that the strength of something behind him pulling his hand away from where he went to turn the bell off, he said it was quite eerie. I think it's fascinating. I think the cathedral's a beautiful building. I suppose I'm rather biased, but I've always loved it. And I feel it's a very peaceful place. And I don't think I could live without it now.